it allows us to have such things and then all those questions we might have. But the most important thing when we really think about that, even if we don't really understand the God's will and God's plan, there's always the secret to how to rejoice always. If we know that who God is, then you can actually rejoice always, because God is the one who gives us the covenant, then God is the one who will really lead us and fulfill the word of God, even if we don't really understand the situation, because it's God, and through the faith toward Him, we can rejoice. Then the pray without ceasing, you can actually, if you know who God is, you can actually keep praying. Because if you don't know who God is, then you can't really pray all the time. But God is the one who really have the interest in you the most. And He is the one who really has the blessing. And He is the one who really knows what we really need the most. So He is also given that. So if you really know Him well, then you can actually you can actually restore all this spirituality because of this circumstances and environment. All these things you don't know, you're not sure. But you pray and then believing that this is the God's will that He has for me. So spiritually, God really gives us the spiritual growth. Even if your mind and heart is really captured by the past, and then through the prayer, we can actually change everything. Prayer can actually change me. It's not really about the prayer changing us, but it's going to be the one who is really praying will be really changed. All the thought and mind that is really captured by the past. But then you're the one who really knows all these things, and you're not the one who will just really follow just the physical things. All these things that is really given to you. And then this is the one that you really have to be connected with God. And He is the one who really connects us. Then it's our time, the prayer time is the one that we can actually meet with God. We are not really the robots. God, please answer me. We are not really praying like that. We do have all these emotions, feelings, all this sadness and all these things. God is actually accepting it. The prayer that whatever you say, He is really listening, and He will give you all these accurate answers. Jeremiah 3. Thus says the Lord who made earth and Lord who formed it to establish it, the Lord is His name. Call me and I will answer you and will tell you great and hidden things that you have not known. You should really pray and then call, please, God, and then He will answer. Matthew 7:7-8. Ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and it will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and the one who seeks finds, and to the one who knocks it will be open. What does that mean? The one who really look for that God's secret, then the one who will be knocking the door to God, and then they will really answer. They will find the answer when you really pray. You can actually pray so that you can actually know God more. The prayer is John 16:24. Until now you have asked nothing in my name. Ask and you will receive, that your joy may be full. The name of Jesus Christ. When you really use that name, and then you will receive the answer. In the name of Jesus Christ, And some Christians don't really pray in the name of Jesus Christ. When you really pray for kids, and then you have to let them know that in the name of Jesus Christ they pray. Because the name of Jesus is the one who that is really governing all the authority in heaven and earth. The name who really gives us the salvation, the one who will really break down the forces of darkness. That is the name of the Jesus given to us. And with that name, you really have to pray. And then Mark 11:24. That's why we say, therefore I tell you, whatever you ask in prayer, believe that you have received it, and it will be yours. So that is the prayer that you actually grab hold on to the covenant. Because it's your, it's the covenant of God, then you will really receive, you will believe that you have received it. 1 Thessalonians 5:17-18. Be rejoice always, and then pray without ceasing, and give thanksgiving for everything. So just like the breathing, you have to pray. You really have to train your brain to pray. When to start with, you have to really pay attention that you're gonna pray. But if it becomes your older system, and then the prayer will come out. I don't wanna talk about my girlfriend, but one day, four of us, Pastor Xin and I and her, she was actually riding a bike, a car. In Korea, all this car was actually really. Then someone said, the God, oh Lord. Then she was so surprised. Oh, she is really the one who really prays, because the first in Korea, then cursing words, if someone just cut in, then someone was really a prayer person. She was so proud. Wow, how great your mom is. But she's the one who prays a lot all the time. Because she has the brain to pray. Because you pray, but the first thing that you will think is like, the Lord. And the prayer. Because when you pray, and then you really have to relax, and the most important thing. Then Mark 1:35. You really have to prepare all the habit. And rising very early in the morning, while it was still dark, he departed and went out to the desolate place, and there he prayed. And he came out and went as he was accustomed, the Mount of Olives, and the disciples followed him. So the nature, the habit that he was praying, that Jesus was praying. So what kind of content is the prayer? We should look for the thanksgiving. Philippians 4:6-7. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, will guard your heart and your mind in Christ Jesus. Even though physically you are free, but then you will be captured, your mind and heart are still captured by all these things. Then even if it's old, there will be the God's grace, and that will protect your mind and heart. What is the prayer? Matthew 26:36. And then Jesus went to a place called Gethsemane, and he said to his disciples, "Sit here while I go over there and pray." What did he really pray? Then Jesus actually was praying to get rid of these pains. But actually, at the very end, he really asked and then seek the God's will. I have these problems or pains, but please get rid of this, because all these things, and then God will be really doing all these things. And 1 Timothy 2:1. First of all, then, I urge you that the supplications, prayers, intercessions, and thanksgiving be made for all people. Having received this order, he put... So all this incessant prayer is very important for your child, for family, for the church, the gospel church, or the department, or the people who can really come to church, for your boss, manager, and then school. You should really have this incessant prayer. If you really have the mind of the God, you can actually pray for someone else. Because if you keep praying for yourself only, then there's no heart. You don't have the heart and mind for the evangelism. So you should really ask for the mind and heart to pray so that you can actually have the incessant prayer. And especially this week, spiritual restoration. All these people who really are praying for, they should really receive all this restoration, spiritual restoration, then you really have to pray for them. And the prayer toward God, when you really think about that, prayer in the eyes of God, why does he want to listen? Acts 16, 24 and 26. Having received this order, he put them into the inner prison and fastened their feet in the stocks. But midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God, and the prisoners were listening to them. So first and most, God really want to give you the power, spiritual power. So all other people are actually listening to their prayer and praise. So God really want to give all the blessings and all the spiritual restoration should be given to them. Please give me the spiritual strength. Those who are really seeking for it will be the one receiving it. And moreover, God will even show all this work. If they really witness the work of God, and then that's when they actually will be given to. So that's when they really give all the worship. And then God really knows that nothing is impossible for God. So you have to really challenge yourself. Oh, it's impossible. And there's nothing that for God that is impossible. So all this kind of work should be only done by prayer. And through the prayer, then all the work will be shown, and then evangelism will be taking place, and then the power will be given. So you have to pray, keep praying. Then what will happen? Revelation 8:3-4. And another angel came and stood at the altar with a golden censer, and he was given much incense to offer with the prayer of all the saints on the golden star before the throne. Why this is important is that the background of this book of Revelation, it was all the persecution was very severe. That John was actually writing all the letters to seven different churches. That's one of them is Revelation, because he was receiving all the persecutions to the churches. He was always talking about something hopeful. Right now, you have tons of persecutions, you have tons of problems. However, you are the church. I forgot the term. So don't compromise. Don't compromise. When you really have the persecutions, and then up to here, it's okay. You will have the compromise, but you shouldn't really have the compromise. But continuously, you have to pray and wait, because God in heaven will listen to your prayer, and then it will be really given by God. All the things will be really given to you. So don't compromise, don't do anything, but you really have to order prayer and you gotta wait. You will have lots of environment, circumstances, but don't compromise it, but you have to really always pray. And then God is the one who will give you the answer. So grab hold on to this covenant, this each one of the scripture, please read and then be victorious with the prayer. Let us pray. Thank you, God, throughout this week, the witness of all the prayer. Thank you, Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.